having and being. We seek peace, love, light, and bliss. Why? We yearn for these glowing realities and are drawn to them as a moth to a flame. We imagine we do not have them because we do not feel them at this moment. And yet, we know they exist, for we have fleetingly felt and glimpsed them from time to time. So, we search for them. We search in so many ways. We train. We travel. We study. We explore. We implore. We strive. We fight. We play. We indulge. We abstain. We practice. We beg. We cry. We create. We destroy. We accept. We reject. We acquire. We sacrifice. For peace, light, love, or bliss, some would kill. Many would readily die. And then we attain a glimpse, an opening, a moment, a murmur, a blossoming or effulgence of peace, light, love, or bliss, before inevitably it fades, subsides, retreats, withers, or turns slowly away. Whatever we grasp, we can drop. Whatever we learn, we can forget. Whatever we make can be broken. Whatever we find can be lost. Whatever we have can be unhad. But what we are, we can never not be. We seek peace, love, light, and bliss as experiences, adventures, or possessions, as things that we yearn to have. And so our quest, even when successful, is ever ultimately in vain. Our search can only be fulfilled when we realize a simple truth. We do not have, and can never have, peace, love, light, and bliss. We are peace, love, light, and bliss. We were never and can never be otherwise. Let us give up seeking to have. From henceforth, let us yearn only to be. Behold, we are not only from the divine and of the divine, we are the divine.